Welcome to The Barkside, Veterinary Business and Leadership Unleashed, where we empower veterinary business owners and professionals like you to advance your private practice by leveraging the tools and strategies of big corporations.
Welcome to The Barkside. Jarda, good to see you again. How are you doing?
Great. Awesome day today. Awesome day today. How are you going?
I can't call it an awesome day. We're April 8th and we have snow all day long. Not something that you know about in Australia. It's a white stuff from the sky.
No.
No. All right. Well, we have a bit of a pivot in the episode. Finally, I think we grasped what we want to do. And we're going to change our podcast format. So we're going to change from standalone to more structured episodes, not just like sporadic topic and then nerd out on it. We're going to be the whole season and nerd out on it. You want to tell the listeners our rationale?
Yeah. So what we're looking at is because we talk about quite a lot of stuff in a podcast and then I end up talking too much and then Ivan tries to wrap me up. So then what happens is we skim along the top and then don't really duck dive in as deep as we should. So we're going to make seasons, as Ivan said, but come across from the mindset of creating little mini curriculums. So we're going to have a focus topic and we're going to dive down into these focus topics every season and have little mini curriculums. So, however, the last 14, 15 episodes that we've done have been a pretty incredible journey, and we really appreciate the feedback you've given us, team, and helping us guide the content and telling us what you like and what you want to hear more of. So we've listened, and this is the outcome of that. But I found that there were some key episodes or key things that I've really valued and still am thinking about it. And quite often when I talk about business, when I do business coaching, and the first thing for me would be pretty early on in the series, and that was the three P's and the three S's. Hmm. And how that really helps form strategy and the structure of a business. And despite sounding like as if it's something that only big corporates do, this is actually really fundamental to business and success of business moving forward.
Hmm. There's a couple that I liked in our discussion. The 3P and 3S is good. It's I was just talking to one of the vets on my team yesterday. I was trying to I was just helping to run the project as a mini business. So we're starting this oncology service in the province, and it was interesting to see how the vet is converting in front of you from the clinician who thinks, okay, cool, we're going to give chemotherapy, we're going to grade the cancer.
Yes.
But to think about what is your value proposition? Who is your customer? How are you going to address them? So it's interesting to throw these still kind of corporate-y, if you will, things, but to build the foundation of the hospital. So that's, and we weaved it through our standalone episodes, that 3P, 3S I really liked, but also other pieces such as inventory management and key metrics. And and then obviously all the series on AI. And this is, although we had to leash you instead of unleash something, because it's hard to contain the brain power, but it's insane where that is all going. So I think that we'll add that to the series, because we have to stay on top of what's going on, because I you know, you certainly do, but I think I'm catching up, but a lot of vets don't even, there's still some people that don't know what ChatGPT is. I saw a cool graph on the adoption of different
softwares,
and there was like different products that came to million users and how many days to it. And Netflix was like 1600, and then Uber was like 700, and then GPT 5 days. So
well, I can see why, huh?
Yeah, so we definitely need to stay on top of that. So yeah, I liked a lot of episodes, but it does feel like we need a structure. So that's why we're going to switch to this seasons kind of format. But the themes that we want to open up in these seasons, do you want to talk about those?
Well, given that you just said that AI is your most favorite part of the last season, we might start off with AI again. No, I'm just kidding. One of the key One of the key themes that we will roll in is digital transformation. Digital transformation is a big thing. I'm helping a university actually develop their digital transformation strategy. And what it's turning into is actual cultural shift. So AI is here, and it's only more of it's going to come through the all levels of the business. So digital transformation would be one of the key themes. But as always, business acumen. There's always much to learn, and you're going through a particularly rapid growth phase with that Galaxy Vets and Urgent Care, and it's pretty incredible to see. Then, well, a key theme that would be important to you is would be team members and building high performing teams.
Yep, that's a good one, and in general, right now it's cool to be at the foundation of building the new practices as this all this stuff evolves, and see how we can incorporate and build the sort of a future veterinary practices, what are they going to look like, and transform the model. I'm excited to do this because we're ambitious, an ambitious journey to build a lot of urgent cares across the US and Canada, and pivoting along the way, seeing how the technology develops will be very interesting. But also our model where we find entrepreneurial vets and technicians, everybody is the shareholder, and see how they evolve through that. So business acumen, how the future veterinary practices will be built, and hiring and retaining high performing team. Definitely not forgetting a main purpose that I want to carry in the industry is to build all of this with the purpose of decreasing the burnout and make a happier teams. So through a wellness and development series.
You almost gave away the key theme for the first season. I thought you were going to let it loose, but these well, into that now.
Teaser.
But
let's just give a teaser for the first season. What do you think it's going to be?
Oh, well, I know what's going to be.
It's because it's
maybe you don't. Well, what we're trying to do here is actually we're both trying to stall saying the word because we're not too sure whether or not our pronunciation or an enunciation of the word entrepreneurial spirit, despite the fact we are both entrepreneurs, we can't tell whether we're both saying it right or wrong. But either way, that's how we're saying it.
Well, we're both foreigners. So you're Australian foreigner.
That's even more of a handicap.
Yeah.
But yes, Ivan, you are a true entrepreneur. And a lot of people think that entrepreneurship is similar to business, but it's not necessarily the same thing. And they think that it's a set of traits or something that someone has, but actually, what I feel and believe is that it's a formula. It's a formula that can be cultivated and built. And the urgent care vets, the urgent care vet practices in Canada are just an incredible shift from a not so great situation to something that's really turning into something that's actually it's really successful and rapidly successful as well. And so, fostering and building that entrepreneurial spirit. And the ups and downs of the emotional journey of what that entails. And then something that's really important to you is mentorship and building succession plan and building and creating the future veterinarians and the future leaders that are going to help us take our profession into the future. So mentoring and mentorship programs. I don't know if you could tell us a bit more about that.
Yeah. So the part of this season of unleashing entrepreneurial spirit in veterinary medicine will be talking about the mentorship in transitioning veterinarians from the clinician mindset into this business and entrepreneurial mindset, which I'm privileged to observe now every time we build a new hospital, because I'm looking for keen veterinarians that want to build urgent care in their region, but we give them all the tools and help them build the hospital. But it's very interesting, just give example of sort of the mindset that we're dealing with. So for example, when I'm talking to someone, let's build a hospital together. And then the questions that people ask, well, what's the uniform allowance and how much I'm going to get for CE this year. And those are the questions that when you build a business, you don't ask. You think about everything else, but what is my allowance? It's whatever you can allow while you build the business. So that transformation is interesting to talk about. So we'll cover that. And that's sort of that money mindset. And how do you think about the business, not about the salary? How do you think about the profit, not the, you know, CE allowance? And so many of those things. And, you know, it's interesting that my answer to them is like, whatever you can afford. That's, you decide what you can afford, not me.
And whatever you say yes to, every time you open your mouth and say anything, it generally means chikinge.
Yeah.
Something happens to your profit. But money mindset is a key thing, and it's one of the biggest challenges that us as veterinarians face once we go from study into practice. And many of us don't ever actually come to grips with the word money and charging, and can have a significant impact on the practice and everyone around us. And you just, even your perception of how the profession that you chose feels for you. But money mindset is a big one, and we'll weave that through multiple episodes as with lots of different examples. But you're in the midst of building hospitals. I've had some fun times with lots of A3 pieces of paper with lots of drawings and things like that. But we're going to cover a couple of episodes, and you could share some stories there about firsthand experience.
Yep. And basically that will wrap with essential business skill for the entrepreneurs they're joining. And then hopefully that will align with your curriculum that you're preparing for university. And that will be the new format.
And that is a wrap. And if you guys aren't excited, then I don't know what to say. You just gotta hang on, and we'll take you through the ride, which is unleashing the entrepreneurial spirit in veterinary medicine. And Ivan and I have had various goes at different endeavors. So we will share our challenges and our insights, and see if we could foster or ignite that flame that's within you. It's always wanted to come out, where you can create something that it is that you want for yourself out of this beautiful profession.
Yes. See you on the bark side.